This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Aspire Rural Health Systems and Versetti Blood Center in Michigan will be hosting three local blood drives on Thursday, April the 16th, across the Thumb area from 12:30 to 5 p.m. There will be a blood collection drive at the Deckerville Community Center, a collection at the Heartlands Community Center in Marlette, and one at the Beechwood Community Center in Cass City. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are still encouraged. To schedule an appointment, please visit aspirerhs.org/giveblood. And another news for today. Eric J. Hinojosa, who is Tuscola County's chief assistant prosecutor, will be retiring on April the 2nd after 10 years of service. During a recent county meeting, commissioners honored Hinojosa with a resolution. He started working for the county as an assisting prosecuting attorney on August the 10th of 2015, and then on January the 1st, 10 years later in 2025, he was appointed chief assistant prosecuting attorney. Hinojosa was recognized by the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan in 2019 for 5 years of dedicated service, and then again in 2024 for 10 years of dedicated service. Commissioner Chair Kim Vaughn is quoted as saying, "He has undertaken his important role as a public servant with a unique level of dedication, determination, and passion, and always takes pride in his work, and Eric is well respected by those he works with, both inside and outside of the prosecutor's office for his professionalism." Hinojosa also thanked those in the prosecutor's office and many others he has worked with over the years. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week, we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, there were some tense moments in two Thumb school districts that received threats on Thursday morning. In Huron County, the Unionville-Sebring Area School District and the Millington School District in Tuscola County were both targets of false threats. The threat at the USA school did not release the nature of the threat that was being made, and the threat in the Millington schools was reported as a bomb threat. Both schools went into secure mode until law enforcement in both counties investigated the threats, which both turned out to be unfounded. Because both incidents are currently under review, additional information is not yet being released. And another news for today. Henry Keenan, age 33, of Flint, will be back in Lapeer County Court on Friday, March 27th, regarding multiple felony charges from a gun incident on March the 13th. On that date, at around 11:48 p.m., dispatch sent Lapeer County deputies to a residence on Mount Morris Road in Columbiaville for reports of gunshots and assaults. When deputies arrived on the scene, they learned that Keenan had obtained a gun and had allegedly fired shots at two men inside the residence, as well as demanded their car keys and cell phones. The incident involved a standoff between Keenan and several law enforcement officers that ended at around 3:32 a.m. on March 14th without injuries. Because of those actions, Keenan has been charged with 10 felonies. He's being charged with 2 counts of armed robbery, 2 counts of assault with intent to murder, 2 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, and multiple weapons-related charges, as well as being a habitual offender. Since his arrest, Keenan has been lodged in the Lapeer County Jail without bond. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.